unto us a child is born. It's 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. And let me give you that weather. I can't give you the weather update. I already gave you that. If you missed it, I'm sorry. It's 34 degrees outside our studio. And I can say that this morning at 3:30 when I left the house, there was ice on the windshields and everything else. I had to do some scraping. And I got here a little bit late, but better late than never. And the roads, like I said, I don't live far from here. So the roads weren't slippery, but if you live further north, I don't know, from here, it might be a little more dangerous. So therefore, use some caution. If you have to be someplace at a certain time, maybe leave a little earlier. Be careful walking and everything else, and get there safely. Enjoy your Christmas Sunday and all that God has for you for the rest of this year. Okay, we have been bringing you our annual Christmas program this year entitled More Than Just a Story. And the message that we want to get across is that although there are a lot of other trappings attached to Christmas, and some of them not that bad, but we don't want to miss out the message that Jesus Christ came into the world willingly to become our Savior. He didn't come as a charging Messiah on a white horse swinging a sword to deliver individuals, but he came to give his life as a ransom for our lives, paying the penalty that we should suffer. That's why he came. That's why he lived that perfect life that we could not live. That's why he died that sacrificial death on the cross of Calvary that we could not die. But on the third day, the Father raised him from death, and therefore we now, through faith in him, can have access to his full and to his free salvation. We pray that this Christmas you will receive the best gift you could possibly ever receive, and that's the salvation gift of Jesus Christ the Lord. 3 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m., and if you just tuned in, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can call it in at new phone number 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. We aren't going to be praying for them over the air, but we'll pray for you or praise God with you right here in the studio. And then next week, we'll be back, Lord willing, on January the 1st. We get all the holidays. And we'll bring your prayer requests or your praise reports with us so that the many Christians out there in our audience can also join in and lift up your requests or your praise reports before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. The same thing applies to music requests or our dedications. Because of the nature of our program, we want to get all the music in that we brought to the studio so we can get across the fact that the birth of Christ is more than just a story. The late Bishop Andre and his sister, Reverend Sandra Crouch, and the singers, and Angels We Have Heard on High, here on Sounds of Praise.
Sing on the plain and the Yeah.
And it's 7:25 here on WMFO in Medford, the Sunday, December 25th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we are bringing you today our annual Christmas program this year, entitled Is More Than Just a Story. On this last set, we heard Sounds of Blackness, For Unto Us a Child Is Born. The late Bishop Andre and his sister, Reverend Sandra Crouch, and the singers with Angels We Have Heard on High. Richard Smallwood and Envision Choir with a medley, The Night Our Savior Was Born, and Glory and Honor to the Newborn King. And we conclude the set with the Boys Choir of Harlem, Leaders of the New School, and Michelle Weeks with Glory to God from Handel's Messiah. 7:26 is the Sounds of Praise time. Again, I want to remind you that we aren't taking prayer requests or praise report today, and neither are we going to have our When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. But if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can call it in, and we'll praise God with you off ear, and I'll pray for you off ear. And then I'm going to bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry next Sunday, Lord willing, New Year's Day. Yeah, I plan to be back New Year's Day. And we'll be praying for them on the ear, or praising God with you on the ear, so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your prayer requests or your prayer report before God's throne. Again, our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Only doing this today because we want to get in all of the great music that we have scheduled here on Sounds of Praise. So let's get right rolling, continuing. I've kept my word. I haven't done much talking today, so therefore, we're going to continue rolling Richard Smallwood now with the singers, also from Handel's Messiah, and this is Rejoice Greatly, O Daughters of Zion. Okay, and I should cue it up. That way it'll play, right? It won't play if it's not queued up. Let's do our best to get things straight in the way here. Here we go.
Rejoice, 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 oh God. Once upon a long night, after a hard ride, somewhere in Bethlehem, a baby breaks the silence, sweetly he's crying. I am Emmanuel. Then angels gave him music, shepherds gave reverence, and a message to the land. A widow held and cherished the God who became a man. But all till they found the one child, the very godchild, who ruled the universe. Did they know the lady's little baby was God and fully man? And everything they gave him, he himself had made with his hands. But oh,
Just a Story is the title of our program today, this Christmas Sunday, December 25th, 2016. And we just heard Nicole C. Mullen with Lamb of God. And this is Kirk Franklin and the family. And now, behold the Lamb.
Me so, Lord, I shall.
It's 7:48 here on Sounds of Praise, our annual Christmas program on the Sounds of Praise Ministry, this year entitled More Than Just a Story. We just heard Kirk Franklin and the Family with Now Behold the Lamb, and before them we heard Nicole C. Mullen with the Lamb of God. And what the Bible teaches us is that when we receive the reality of Jesus Christ and his salvation, we're supposed to go and tell others. And that's what happened on that first Christmas when those who heard about the virgin birth went and told everyone that they could find that the Messiah had come. Fred Hammond repeating it here on Sounds of Praise, and go tell it on the mountain. It's 7:53 here on Sounds of Praise. Time to put the wraps on this edition, the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Back next Sunday. Next Sunday, we're going to have more top hits of the year 2016 and maybe a few Christmas recordings as well, which we didn't get in. So, until then, it's your host, Donnie Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week, and the Lord see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again, the year 2017. I'm going to be writing 2016 on so many checks. Takes a while for the old brain to kick in. But until then, it's your host, Donnie Brown, saying God bless. Hope to see you next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. Have a fantastic Christmas. All God's blessings upon you. Want to see you in the new year. God bless. Forgot to mention, Matt and Matt are in the house. How do I know? I let them in the building. Stay tuned for another Brutal Brunch coming your way here at 8 a.m. on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Little Brunch.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
With your hosts, Matt Moore and Matt Mastromorrow.
And then Bruce and Doosum!
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
All those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
And brutal takes on music, movies, food, sports, and more.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
WMFO Measure.
So the loonies are outside in the real world, and here we are with the keys to the loony bin, boys.